Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday episode. If you are new here, my name is Olivia. For You From Eve is a podcast I started a little bit over a year ago, and we talk all about your self-love journey, your wellness life, your health life, just becoming the best version of yourself possible because she is out there and we are going to find her. In For You Fridays, I always like to kind of just sit down with you guys and just talk. Sometimes we go through advice. Sometimes I go through DMs. And I just talk to you guys, what's going on in your life? Do you need help with something? Do you need advice with something? Is there a situation you need help on or advice on? Today's episode, though, is going to be a conversation. And that's it. We're going to sit here. I don't have bullet points. I don't have questions. We're going to sit here and we're going to talk. Because these past few months, I feel like I'm realizing a lot about myself, about my life, about life in general. And I've been getting a lot of DMs from you guys who are also in the same boat. And you guys are like, this has been going on in my life. I'm realizing this about myself. I'm realizing I like this and I don't like this. There's a lot that's kind of going on, and maybe it's something in the air. Maybe we're all on just the same level right now and the world is just treating us all the same, because I know I've been feeling this way and I can tell that a lot of you are also feeling this way. So I think it's good to just sit down and talk sometimes. No structure, no organization in today's episode, because sometimes when you feel lost in life and you feel like you're getting off track, it's good to just sit down and listen to someone who feels the same way. And just feeling like you're not in control of your own life, that maybe people are viewing you differently, maybe that you're on a different level than people in your life, maybe that you feel judged by the people around you, that you don't feel appreciated or valued by the people around you. Just all of these things, because I feel like as we grow as humans, especially at this age in our 20s, which I know a lot of you might be younger, a lot of you might be older, it can really go for any point in your life. But I feel like mostly in your 20s is when you're really growing, because you're taking those experiences that you had as a teenager and you're applying them into who you are today. And then you're also growing to who you're going to be in like your 30s. So I just wanted to sit with you guys and talk, because I feel like we need to just sit and talk. You know, it's okay to not have organization in this episode. We're going to sit and we're going to talk. So let's start talking. The first thing I want to talk about is feeling like you aren't valued, because I think that this happens with a lot of people and I had a whole episode called You Are Not the Main Character in Everybody's Story. And I think that was one of my most popular episodes. And one of the episodes that I got the most amount of feedback on. I got so many messages from you guys about that episode. And this is going to be kind of similar to it in the sense that we're going to be talking about not feeling like we're number one or we're valued in people's lives, because I think that's something that could be really straining, and it kind of comes from other parts of our life and it comes from things that we do that we might not realize. And I think sometimes we just need to sit and be honest with ourselves and realize what the situation is, why we're in the situation, and why the situation is what it is. So I feel like we've all been in parts of our life where we don't feel valued or appreciated for the things that we do for other people. And if you're listening to this episode and you're like, Liv, I am in the position where I do yada, yada, yada for these people and they never recognize it. It goes unrecognized. It doesn't get appreciated. I don't get thank yous. I don't get, oh my God, she's thinking of me first. All I get is this girl is so selfish, or she does not think about me, or they just don't think about it at all. And you get undervalued and you get underappreciated because people aren't realizing what you're doing for them. I think that this is something that happens a lot, and I've gotten DMs from you guys, and especially recently I've gotten a lot more DMs where a lot of you have been like, Liv, that I don't know what to do in my life anymore because I don't feel appreciated in my relationship, in my friendships. So I just want to sit and talk with you guys about it, because I think that this is a very normal human emotion. And the problem is that we expect things from other people. As soon as you start expecting things from other people, you are waiting for disappointment. Because let me tell you something, you cannot do something for someone else expecting them to do something in return, expecting a thank you, none of that. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people are not thinking to themselves, I guess they're not appreciating what someone is doing for them. They're just happy that it fell into place. I don't know if that really made sense the way I worded it, but my point is sometimes people don't think about the process of what it took to do something for them. They just think of the end result of what you provided for them. So let's throw an example of like a birthday party, right? I am only saying birthday party because I've been going to so many birthday parties recently. So it's just the number one thing on my mind, but let's say you throw a friend a birthday party and they're like, thank you, this is an amazing party. They're thinking of the party that you threw. They're not thinking of you buying the balloons and making the cake and getting everyone together and sending invitations. They're not thinking of everything you did to get to that point. They're just thinking, my friends got me from this point to the other point. They're not thinking of the in between of what you went through to get to that point. So that's just a very minor example, but it kind of just proves my point that when we do things for other people, they're not seeing the full journey or the full steps of what we did. They're just realizing this is what they did and this is how it ended, and that's all I'm appreciating. So I feel like that's just a very minor example to think about. I feel like a lot of the time we're guilty, and this is something I feel like a lot of us are guilty of. We do things for other people expecting that they'll do it back for us in like a few weeks or a few months. Or like, for example, let's say, you know, one of your friends gets like a promotion at work and you send them like flowers and this and that, and you say, congratulations, I'm so happy for you, I'm so proud of you. You know, you do all this for them. And then you're secretly on the inside thinking to yourself, you're expecting them to do the same for you when you get a promotion or you get accepted into a school or whatever it is. That thought that you put in your head, you're asking for disappointment. Because here's the thing that we forget to realize, not everyone is like you. Not everyone thinks the same way as you. Not everyone feels the same way as you. And it could be hurtful because from your perspective and your point of view, when your friend gets a promotion, you're thinking to yourself, I'm so happy for my friend. They deserve this. And this is why I'm going to spoil them with a gift. This is why I'm going to give them this and gift them with this because they deserve it. And I'm happy for them and I'm proud of them. That's what's going through your head. So when we don't get that same energy back, it's kind of hard for us to understand why we're not getting the same energy back, because we're thinking to ourselves, why don't we deserve that from them? So it can be really hurtful to not receive the same actions that we put out, especially to people that we value and care about in our lives. And I think that depending on the type of person you are, you might not notice that you're the friend that doesn't appreciate your other friends. Do you know what I mean? It's like, but if you're the friend that gives more than she gets, it's going to hurt you to not receive the same energy or the same support or the same value that you give to your other friends. And I think especially at this age, it happens so often because we're growing into friendships and we're growing out of friendships. And a lot of the time you don't want your friendship to slip away because you've been friends with this person for so long or you've gone through a lot with this person. So you kind of just try to work through everything. You try to work it all out so you could be really close with this person, but you just don't feel valued enough in that friendship. So I think that this is a very common thing. I got a direct message about it, I think 3 or 4 days ago. Obviously not going to say from who, but I will kind of talk about the situation a little bit, where she goes to school with this girl and they've been friends for years, like years and years, since like elementary school, and now they're in high school and they're going to different colleges. And she was really upset that in the process of deciding for colleges, her friend didn't care to be at a college with her. And I feel like this could be kind of both ways, because you can't really base big decisions like that off of other people. You can't think to yourself, oh, my boyfriend is going to this college, I have to follow him. Or my best friend is going to this college, I have to follow her. Because at the end of the day, college is very self-oriented. It's very, you know, customized to you. It's your major. It's the environment you want to be in. But I think her point was getting upset that her friend didn't even consider, why don't we apply to the same school or try to be in the same state or the same city? And I think it just made her realize, like, okay, my friend doesn't think about me the same way I think about her. And that's kind of my whole moral of the point. And this is why I made the episode, You Are Not the Main Character in Everybody's Story, because sometimes we forget that people aren't always thinking of us first. And that could be a hard pill to swallow, to think to yourself, this best friend that I've had for years or that I've been close with and that I put first doesn't think of me first. The first thing you have to do is you have to sit down with yourself and just be like, am I that good of a friend? Like, do I deserve to be treated higher above these people? Do I give this person the attention that I'm asking for? Do I give this person the support that, you know, they're giving back to me? Like, am I doing enough for this person to expect better from them? Because at the end of the day, sometimes we expect things from people, but we don't realize that we're not even giving them that. Like, if you expect your friend to check up on you and text you and support you and call you and ask about your life and ask about your job or your school or your relationship, if you expect that from that friend, you have to sit with yourself and say, am I providing that to that friend? Like, am I giving that friend what I'm asking for? Because it would be very hypocritical if you just expect that from a friend that you don't give the same energy to. You can't just sit there and say, I expect, you know, this much support from my friends, but not give them the same amount. That's where you get very hypocritical and you don't realize that you're asking for something that you're not even capable of giving. You have to sit and be honest with yourself and say, on a scale from 1 to 10, this is how I think I am as a friend to this person. Now let me try to think of how they are to me. Does it match up? Do I deserve more? Do they deserve more? And you have to just be very honest and raw with yourself in these situations, because it's sometimes for people who could be a little bit more on the stubborn side, it's so hard to sit with yourself and say you're wrong or say that there's a possibility that you could be wrong. At the end of the day, you're a human being. We're growing. You know, we're at this age where we're just growing and all these things. We have to be able to take charge and just be honest with ourselves and be raw and real with ourselves and just take accountability for our actions and realize the way we're acting. Who you are right now in your life to the people around you, you are affecting these people in one way or another. And you kind of have to be aware of how you're making other people around you feel. So at the end of the day, I feel like we expect things from people without even realizing we don't give it back. So now as for relationships, because I did get messages about relationships in this and kind of just feeling like you give more than your partner gives you, and it could be because of certain situations. So if you're in a long distance relationship, for example, I got a few messages about people who were in long distance relationships and they were like, you know, I'm the one always initiating to FaceTime. I'm the one always initiating the next time we're going to see each other. I'm the one like always asking them, hey, let's do this on FaceTime. Let's do this type of date on FaceTime. And I just feel like they don't give me the same energy back. If you're in a situation with your partner where you feel like you're not receiving the same energy, you have to think of their perspective first. So you have to think to yourself, because honestly, being in love and being in a relationship and, you know, one day if you're getting married, you're marrying this person because you're going to start putting this person above yourself. And that's what being in love is. Falling in love and being in love is thinking of this person before you think of yourself. And that's just how I see it. That's how I view it. And it's not necessarily bringing yourself down and not caring about yourself at all and only caring about this person. But when you're truly, truly, truly in love with somebody, you're going to start to think of them first in every single situation without even realizing it. If you're going out with friends, you're going to say, oh, is my significant other going to be invited? If you're, you know, going out to Target and you see something your boyfriend or girlfriend would like, that's the first thing you're going to think of. It happens kind of without even noticing it. It happens very organically. But my point is sometimes as women, I know a lot, majority that listen to my podcast are females. So that's why I'm kind of talking like this. We give a lot in a relationship. And this is like majority of us. I'm not like, you know, saying a certain amount of group or trying to be super like, you know, targeted towards women. But when we're in a relationship, we give everything to that person. And this is what I've experienced, what I've seen, what I hear about, what I read, everything. We give everything when we are in a relationship. It's like, this is the person I love so much. I will give them every single part of me and do everything I can to make this person happy and to feel loved and to just feel like they're in a really good relationship. So we kind of get like that a lot when we realize how in love we are. We just want to do everything we can for that person. So as women, that's just who we are in a relationship. That's how we are, because we're just so giving and nurturing and we have those kind of instincts that males might not have. So for us, we're thinking to ourselves, why are we giving so much and we're not receiving the same amount back? Now, you have to think of your significant other circumstances. Why are you in a long distance relationship? Is it because he's working a really busy job, right? If you're dating someone a little bit older, maybe they're at a different point of life than you are. Maybe you're in college and you have a lot of free time, but your significant other is, you know, working a full-time job where they don't have the same amount of hours to call you or text you or see you as much. So in that position, you know you're giving a lot more than you're getting because you know that you kind of have to balance out the relationship. Do you know what I mean? It's like sometimes it's okay if you're giving a little bit more if it's balancing out the relationship, but sometimes we're not okay with knowing that if we stopped trying, the relationship would end. If you gave the same energy, and this happens for friendships too, if you feel like you're getting 30% from a friendship when you're giving 70%, if you start giving 30% just like how that person is, all of a sudden you're at 60% and now your friendship's done because you didn't make it to 100. Do you know what I mean? It's the same thing for relationships and friendships. If you know you give a lot more, right? Like put you and your best friend or you and your boyfriend or girlfriend at these percentages. Be honest with yourself. What do you give yourself and what do you give them? Is that balance? Does it equal 100%? Do you have to give more? Do they have to give more? Do you have to start giving a little bit less? I saw this tweet on Twitter maybe like a few years ago, and it like for some reason always stuck on me, but it was like some girl and she was like, I stopped texting my friends first and all of my friendships ended. It was something like that. And it kind of just puts things into perspective of thinking to yourself, am I in friendships like that? Like, am I in a friendship where if I stopped reaching out to this person, the friendship would end? And kind of just being honest with yourself and saying, maybe I am giving this person way more than they deserve and they're not appreciating what I'm giving. And I feel like when we don't confront these situations when they first happen, we kind of just wait until they break us down and tear us up. You have to realize, as much as you love someone in a friendship or in a relationship, you cannot undervalue yourself. You have to realize and be aware of what you bring to the table, what you have to offer, and why someone is lucky to have you in their life. And this is something that I've been realizing these past few months. Just, I feel like at this age is where I'm getting into new friendships and releasing old friendships and kind of just getting on a new path where I only kind of have people in my life that align with my values and my morals. I'm not going to have someone in my life who's super lazy because I know I'm hardworking and I want to be surrounded by hardworking people. So I know that I'm friends with very hardworking, smart, driven people, and that's what I want. I'm not going to be friends with someone who doesn't really value their health and doesn't value their life and is just drinking every single day and, you know, smoking every single day and not taking care of themselves and not going to the gym. Yeah, not all my friends go to the gym. Not all my friends drink a green juice every single day, but I want to be, you know, you have different types of friendships for different types of parts of your life. I have friends who are very hardworking and driven and smart and have goals. And those are people I love being surrounded by. Personally, I don't really have a friend that loves working out and fitness and health and wellness like I do. But I have you guys. Like, I have my Instagram community. I have my podcast listeners. That's what I feel when I need that motivation with health and wellness. I go on my social media and I talk to you guys on your DMs or on my stories, and I interact with you guys through my posts or through my episodes. That's kind of the part that I have, that even though I don't have it in person with me yet, I know one day it'll come. But until then, I have this. And I feel like at this age, we're kind of, you know, we're becoming the best version of ourselves and we're healing. And like I said, my podcast is all about becoming a better version of yourself and being your healthiest and your happiest and your strongest and all these things. And once you do get into that lifestyle of growth and healing, once you get into that lifestyle of growth and healing, a lot of people in your life will start to drop and fade. A lot of people in your life are going to start to go away because they don't align with that part of your life. And it's going to be hard to realize that you have to let people go, but you also don't want to have anyone in your life who's slowing you down or doesn't value your lifestyle or understand your lifestyle or try to understand your lifestyle. If they don't appreciate who you are as a person, if they don't try to realize what you bring to the table. I think a lot of the time too, we try to force people into our lives because they feel like we feel like they're supposed to be there. We feel like we have to force a friendship with a certain person because, you know, we're in the same classes as them or we're in the same friend group as them. And we feel like we have to be important to these people and they have to be important to us. But at the end of the day, if you are not receiving the same energy from someone that you are giving, you do not have to keep that person in your life. You don't. And I know that's something that hurts to hear because maybe you're listening to this episode and you're thinking of someone right now. And I know even talking, I'm thinking of someone or people or whatever. And in your head, you're like, I'm thinking of this person, but now what do I do? Because I know that's how I feel, but how do I do that? How do I get over feeling undervalued or underappreciated? At the end of the day, no one's going to know your heart and no one's going to know your mind the same way that you do, no matter what. The person that you are in a relationship with should know that side of you. They should know that, but as much as they even know that side of you, no one will know that side of you the way you know yourself. That is your biggest power. Your biggest power in this life is no one could be like you and no one can understand how to be like you because you are your own individual and that is your power and that is your strength. That is what you bring to the table. What you bring to the table is who you are and the fact that no one else in the world can replicate that. So at the end of the day, if people aren't realizing what you're bringing to the table and what you have to offer, they don't deserve a spot in your life. Do you know, they don't deserve a spot at your dinner table. They don't deserve that appreciation from you. They don't deserve that support and love from you. If you're okay with being someone who gives and doesn't receive, I think that's amazing and strong. And I think that takes a lot of kind of inner power and patience, definitely a lot of patience. And I think that's amazing. I feel like for me personally, I've always been someone who gave. And I kind of, as I'm getting older, see myself taking that away from people. And it does make me sad because it's like, I don't want to stop things that I do or stop being who I am just because I don't feel appreciated. But at the end of the day, I have to realize if someone's not, you know, picking up on what I have to offer, why am I going out of my way to make sure that they feel super supportive? Why am I going out of my way to make sure they're happy if they're not doing the same for me? So I feel like we kind of have to realize what we're okay with. Are we okay with sacrificing, receiving to give? Are you going to confront this person? Like, I know you're thinking of someone as you're listening to this episode and you're like, okay, like I'm thinking of someone while listening to this. Are you going to confront the situation? Are you going to message them and tell them how they make you feel and how they can make you feel better and how they can make you feel more valued? I feel like if you're willing to confront this person and work through it, then you value this person enough in your life to keep them. I've been done dirty by a lot of people in my life, as I'm sure we all have who are listening. We've all kind of been, you know, disrespected or felt unsupported or not cared for or not loved by someone in our life, right? At the end of the day, if you really love and care and value this friendship, you're going to work through it. And that's the same thing I've been through. I've been done dirty by people in my life. If I really care about this person and being friends with this person, I will go out of my way to make things better and patch things up and, you know, make changes with this person. But if I don't value that friendship, I will never talk to that person again. And I'll just think to myself, that person did me dirty. I'm not going out of my way to ever talk to them. Why would I? So I really do think that it has a lot to do with how much you value your friendship with these people. Are you willing to work through it? Are you willing to, you know, sacrifice some of your, I guess, some of your giving for their receiving? Like, are you willing to work through that and figure it out and make it work? Are they willing to make it work? Are they willing to listen to you and confront the situation? That's something you have to think of too. Do they value this friendship as much as I do? Because I want to work on these things, but do they care the same way I do? We're all human beings. We all have feelings. We all have emotions. Never be afraid to hide your emotions from people. Never be afraid to text someone how you feel. Even if the outcome isn't amazing, it's so much better to let things off of your chest and let things up in the air than to hold it in. Because the more you hold things in, one day you could absolutely explode on people. Like, you could explode on someone and just, it's because you weren't actively confronting the situation. And then one day you just went crazy on it because you never actively went through it. So I really do think when it comes to those situations where you feel like you have to confront the situation because you want to feel special and valued in your friendships, do not even hesitate and take that initiative to confront that person because you have one life on this life. You deserve to feel your best in this life and do not let the people around you slow you down. So I know this episode was kind of all over the place. It was kind of a rant, but I've been getting so many messages about this. And I just feel like a lot of people that I know have been going through this recently, and just a lot of you guys in my DMs have been going through this. And I feel we all go through this where we feel undervalued or underappreciated. And it can make us kind of get down on ourselves because it makes us wonder, are we enough? Like, am I a good enough of a girlfriend or good enough of a boyfriend or good enough of a friend? Do I deserve to feel this way? And I just feel like we kind of just need to be more honest with ourselves and realize, what am I bringing to the table? What do I deserve? And once we kind of are at that point, and once we do realize, you know, that we deserve more, I don't think you should ever hesitate to tell someone that. And if they are not willing to provide that for you, to leave. And it took me a while to get to a point where I knew who to surround myself by and who to not surround myself by. And I feel like as much as I've tried to force friendships in the past, or as much as I've tried to, you know, be on someone's priority list or be important to someone or be valued by someone, you can't ever force someone to care about you. You can't ever force someone to support you. At the end of the day, people are who they are. People are a lot more self-absorbed than we think. Like, people are thinking of themselves a lot of the time. And I can't expect someone to care about me the same way I care about them. I can't expect, you know, someone to think of me first in situations, because at the end of the day, you can't force that on someone. They have to kind of do it on their own. And all you can really do is just be yourself and see how that pans out. So, like I said, I know this episode was all over the place, but I think it had to be talked about. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. And just, it's so beautiful today in New Jersey. It's like 50 degrees. It's sunny. And I'm ready to have a productive day. If you're listening to this and you've been having a little bit of a slow day, or you're having a little self-care weekend, have fun with that. I know right after I end this episode, I'm going to edit it and upload it, because I wanted to record this on Friday in real time, because I always try to do that with Friday episodes, because I don't have classes on Friday. So I'm always kind of trying to make time in the morning to record, edit, and upload so you guys get the episode in real time. When you're listening to this, I might have even recorded this like an hour before you listen. So I'm excited to have a day. I really want to clean my room today. There's so much that I have to do. So I really want to clean my room. And I have an office in my house that I do not use ever. And I really kind of want to try to make use out of it. I feel like recently I like recording my podcasts in my room because I like the environment of my room. But at the same time, I feel like the setup is just not all the way there and I really need to like get it together with the setup. So that's something I have to think about and figure out because I need to figure out the setup. But thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, rest of your weekend, whenever you're listening to this. I love you all so much and make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at @foryoufromeve to ask me questions, DM me, and just keep up with my life. I love you guys so much and I hope you have a great weekend. Bye.